Hello, Chief Detectives. Just to warn any littler ones listening that there are one or two gory things mentioned in this week's episode, so maybe don't listen just before bedtime. Hello and welcome to Bust or Trust, the kids' mystery podcast, where we unravel the world's greatest mysteries with help from you, our Chief Detectives. I'm Tiernan.
And I'm Athena. We give you all the best evidence and ask you to decide, which team are you on? Are you a myth buster like me?
Or are you a myth truster like me? We look into some very strange stories from around the world. No mystery is too big for us. Like, why do grown-ups ask you, how did you sleep? How would you remember if you were asleep?
I think it's because grown-ups never get enough sleep, so they need tips. I'd start by saying, first, I lay down. Then, I close my eyes. That should help.
Good tip, Athena. Maybe we should print a guide or something. Anyway, we tell you at the end of the show just how to get in touch, so you can let us know if you're on Team Buster or the best one, Team Truster.
So, Chief Detectives, get ready to take notes and start putting together your case while we have a quick word with the grown-ups.
Well, hello there, grown-ups. Did you know that we depend on your generosity and support to keep making Bust or Trust?
If you subscribe and support Bust or Trust on Patreon or Apple Podcasts, you'll get access to lots of lovely extras like weekly subscriber bonus episodes with extra evidence, ad-free listening and early access to all our episodes. More to come soon.
To support Bust or Trust, just click subscribe in Apple Podcasts or visit patreon.com/Bust or Trust Podcast. Or for more information, visit our website at bustortrust.com.
The case.
This week's case is all about what's known as a ghost light.
Oh, like the one in our HQ toilet.
What are you talking about? We don't have a ghost light in the toilet.
Yes, we do. There's often a light on in there, even when no one's using it. Like a ghost is on the toilet.
That's not what a ghost light is.
First piece of evidence. It always seems to happen after you've been to the toilet, Athena, and then the light stays on, like maybe the ghost is missing you. Second piece of evidence is I never hear you turning the light off, but I guess you must do, as you don't like to waste energy.
Maybe it is a real ghost light, as ghost lights are lights that appear without any cause or reason. Yes, I definitely have no idea how that toilet light gets left on.
So strange. Well, anyway, this week, Chief Detectives, we are investigating the Cohoke light, a mysterious bright light that has been appearing for years near a railroad crossing in Virginia, a state in the USA.
Yeah, let's ignore the strange toilet light and tell the Chief Detectives what we know about the Cohoke light. And just to warn our very small Chief Detectives, there are some gory details in this mystery. The Cohoke light was a ghost light that was seen between 1950 and 2014 in King William County in the state of Virginia, USA. Virginia is on the east coast of America and is very well known for the Appalachian Trail, a legendary trek that people do across the mountains. It's also known for being the very first permanent English settlement in the Americas and famous for its cured ham.
Cured ham? Does that mean it was sick before?
No, Tiernan. Curing is a way of preserving meat.
Phew, I'm glad. I didn't think anyone would want to hear ham sneeze.
King William County is a very small county of only 17,000 residents. But thanks to the Cohoke light, it became a very popular tourist destination.
The light would always appear on a stretch of the road known as the Virginia State Route 632. Right where Mount Olive Cohoke Road crossed the Norfolk Southern Railway lines. A round, bright light about the size of a car headlight would start a short distance away from the crossing and then approach without a sound and travel along the railway tracks before disappearing. Sometimes it would sway back and forth, sometimes it would hold steady.
There are some spooky legends about just where this light came from, and some people believe it might have been some kind of extraterrestrial signal, something from outer space. But no one has yet been able to find a reason why it appeared. people gathered regularly to see the light from 1950 all the way to 2014, when it suddenly stopped and hasn't returned. Again, no one knows why.
Which is why this week we are going to solve the case by deciding exactly which ghosts were responsible.
No. We're going to decide if the Kohoke light was something supernatural or has a perfectly good scientific explanation. It's up to you, Chief Detectives, to decide.
And then once we know, we should be able to figure out the toilet light mystery too.
Yeah, sure. Light the way with the evidence, please, Tiernan. Quickly!
Of course. Let me enlighten you with piece of evidence number one.
First piece of evidence.
The first piece of evidence is the ghostly legends behind the Kohoke light. Brace yourselves, Chief Detectives. This one is a little bit gruesome. The story goes that in the 1800s, trains in America had a lot of different workers who had different duties along the train tracks. One of these jobs was the brakeman. His job was to walk around the train when it had stopped and check nothing was wrong. He would carry a lantern with him to help him see at night time and to signal to the engineers at the front of the train if there were any problems. One dark night, the brakeman was checking the stopped train on the Kohoke crossroad. As he was looking, he saw a problem with the part of the train that connects the carriages. He put his head closer to have a look, but as he did, and any squeamish chief detectives, maybe close your ears now, the train lurched forward and his head was instantly cut off. His co-workers came to help, but sadly the brakeman had died instantly and they carried his body onto a safe part of the train. But they weren't able to recover his head. And now the headless brakeman wanders the tracks forevermore, using his lantern to try and find his head. Ooh! And that's what the Kohoke light really is.
What a ghost story, Tiernan. But there is absolutely no proof it ever happened. There are no death records from the 1800s about this man. And this very same story also pops up in other places in the USA, which makes it very likely to be an urban legend. An urban legend means it's a story passed around by so many people, they start to believe it may be true. Aside from that, some people say the Kohoke light is from a completely different ghost story. Are you ready for another, probably not real, spooky tale, Chief Detectives? From 1861 to 1865, America was involved in a civil war. That's what it's called when a country is at war with another part of the same country. The Union, or North of America, fought the Confederates, or the South, over the abolition, that means ending, of slavery. The Union did not want more states to make slavery legal, but the Confederates in the South wanted it to be legal across America. It is one of the most important parts of modern American history, and in the end, it led to the abolition of slavery in the USA. But on this particular night during the Civil War, a train filled with wounded Confederate soldiers was passing through Kohoke Crossing to get to Richmond, the capital of Virginia. But the train never arrived there. It is thought the Union soldiers attacked the train and killed everyone on board. And to this day, the Kohoke light is the ghost of the train trying to make its way to Richmond.
Whoa, a real ghost train? How did its whistle go? Woo, woo!
Yes, maybe. It is another good ghost story, but there is no evidence for this one either. And in fact, if a train had been carrying wounded Confederate soldiers, it likely would have been coming from the south to Richmond, so it wouldn't have travelled on those tracks. There is no record of such a train in all of the train logs from that time period either. So there is no way of knowing if either of these ghost stories are the cause of the Kohoke light. Even though I'm sure they aren't. I mean, the Kohoke light didn't even appear until 1950. So why did these ghosts from the 1800s wait 100 years to get spooking?
Maybe they were trying to figure out their ghost career first. Piece of evidence number two may help prove one of these stories is on the right track.
Second piece of evidence.
There are a lot of witnesses who've seen the Kohoke light. A lot. People would gather at Kohoke Crossing just to watch it go past. Local resident Angela Quick said that she had seen the light appear and disappear right in front of her many times. Angela said it was an odd-shaped glowing light that was difficult to describe, but plenty eerie. Others found it scary and unnerving. Residents of the nearby Pamunkey Native American Reservation were frightened of it, and its appearance would cause panic. The local sheriff says that 40 to 50 years ago, there were so many people coming to witness the Cohog Light that he had to shoo them away. People would bring food and drink and arrive with their friends just to watch. Some people would carelessly shoot at it with their guns, and eventually the sheriff had to start giving penalty fines to anyone who trespassed on railway property just to stop them. A few witnesses over the years have insisted they've seen a shadowy figure just behind the light. But as most of the sightings were before people had reliable phone cameras, there is little photographic evidence.
Just because the light happens, it doesn't mean it's caused by something spooky or ghostly. There were so many witnesses to the light that no one can deny the Cohog Light existed. The local sheriff that you mentioned said he'd never seen anything spooky there in his whole life. One theory is that it might be a light caused by the release of natural gases.
Hee hee hee, a ghost fart light.
Ugh, no, Tiernan, no, we're not going there. There are a lot of examples of a scientific phenomenon where scientists still aren't entirely sure what happens, but it's thought natural gases rise out of marshland areas, then they're ignited or set alight by coming into contact with heat in the air around them. Or it may be a completely natural light. Some scientists think that a gas called phosphine is released by the soil or from rocks, and when it mixes with the air, it sets alight, making a bright light. This is the reason lots of people believed in will-o'-wisp or jack-o'-lantern ghosts for many years, thinking it was an evil spirit tricking them into getting lost in the swamps. But there was a perfectly good reason anyone walking through those areas at night would see a strange light. So, the Cohog Light could easily be caused by that.
Ghost fart light is a good theory, Athena. And yes, I am going to call it that. But our last piece of evidence leaves us in the dark again.
Third piece of evidence.
Local historian Bill Palmer researched the Cohog Light to try and find what was causing it. He had written a number of books on local legends and was interested in going through everyone's theories about the light and investigating if they could be true. He didn't think the ghost stories were true based on a lack of evidence.
Ah, see? Bill Palmer's over here on Team Buster.
But he also thought it couldn't be swamp gas because the light that comes from those never appears as a clearly round shape. Also, when gas is released from a marsh or swamplands, it happens at random times, whereas the Cohog Light was mostly at night and followed the same patterns. So I guess that leaves us with the possibility that it's aliens? One Richmond resident and his four friends saw the light at the crossroads. The light blinked away, then returned and changed from bright white to red to then multiple lights that danced around before disappearing.
That doesn't sound like an alien device to me. That sounds like a ghost disco. But again, Tiernan, there is no evidence that it could be caused by aliens. And there's not even any record of that Richmond resident's name. So we don't know if that account is true. What we do know is that in 2014, the light suddenly stopped appearing. So, whatever it was that caused it, it's likely that changes to the local environment have affected it, meaning it was something very natural and scientific. Even if it wasn't, unless it returns, we'll never know.
Ghost lights really are very strange, aren't they? Just what are those ghosts trying to tell us?
More importantly, how exactly do ghosts manage to use them to see anything with if they keep floating away? And then the ghost did a spooky thing, and then everyone was spooky spooked, and oh, it's no use. Why can't I write this ghost story?
What's the matter? Are you having problems writing again?
I just know I've got this brilliant ghost story in my head, but when I start typing, I can't think of anything.
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise, but I've got you a present that might help.
Really? What is it?
This weird glowing floating ball is a ghost light. I thought if you used it for writing by at night time, it might help you think of ghostly ideas.
Thank you, it's amazing. Yes, I can already feel the ideas coming straight into my head. Ah!
Good luck.
I should have this story finished in no time. Wait, where are you going, ghost light? Come back. Ooh, I'd better follow this light and take my computer with me. I must finish this story. Please stop, Ghost Knight. I need to finish this story. Oh, it paused. Brilliant. And then the ghost peered around the bookshelf. Again? Oh, I'll catch you, Ghost Knight. I need you. Oh, great. Just stay there a while I finish this. Oh, for goodness sake!
I am pleased to award you with the prize for Best Fitness Book of the Year. How did you get so healthy?
Well, you'll have to read the book, but let's just say it was all thanks to my special ghost light. Oh, come on! That would be too annoying. I'm not sure I could use a ghost light for anything.
Maybe all you have to do is plug them in, and then they can't go anywhere.
Good point. Now, Chief Detectives, it's time for you to plug your brains in and decide, is the Kohoke light caused by spooky things or science?
It's time to recap the evidence.
Evidence recap.
The first piece of evidence is the ghostly tale of the railway worker who lost his head inspecting a train, and the Kohoke light was him waving his lantern to find it.
But there is also another ghost story that is supposedly the cause of the Kohoke light, and there is no proof for either tale.
The second piece of evidence is just how many witnesses there were for the Kohoke light, proving it definitely happened.
But just because it happens, it doesn't mean anything spooky caused it. Some theories think it was a light caused by natural swamp gas being ignited when released.
The last piece of evidence is that a local historian researched all the theories and didn't think it could be swamp gas or ghost stories, meaning the only possibility left is aliens.
Except there's no proof for aliens either. And as the Kohoke light stopped in 2014, it's very likely it was caused by something natural that has now been affected by changes in the environment.
So now we're handing it over to you, Chief Detectives.
What do you think? Are you a Kohoke light was supernatural mythbuster?
Or a Kohoke light was supernatural myth truster? Get in touch and let us know your thoughts. And most importantly, which side you're on. Of course, our chief detectives know to come to the light over here on Team Truster.
Nope, our chief detectives are bright enough to know it's all about Team Buster this week. Send us your voice notes with an explanation of why you're a myth truster or myth buster when it comes to whether the Kohoke light was caused by something supernatural or something scientific.
All you have to do is ask your grown-ups to help you email us your voice notes or thoughts to hello@bustortrust.com.
Tell us your name, age, what you think all the evidence means, and please, please make sure your grown-ups give us permission to use your voice notes or emails in our next episode. You can also send us a question on Spotify Q&A, but please get permission from your parents and don't include any personal details so we can publish them safely. We won't always be able to use all of them.
But we do love to hear them. And here are some thoughts from you lot, our chief detectives, on the last few episodes.
We had a message left after the Kelly Hopkinsville mystery. I'm a teen truster because aliens are real. The government said it must be true. No, that's... You can't believe what everything the government says all the time.
Yeah, absolutely, Shanianne Parks. Thank you for being on Team Truster. Aliens are definitely real. The government said it. It must be true. I said it as well. That definitely means it was true. I like your way of thinking.
Well, the government also says eat your vegetables, so I hope you're doing that. And just a quick response to a comment left on our Apple podcast from Anderson. We love when you respond to our responses, so thank you.
Thanks, Anderson. We have had this voice note in from Elliot all about our episode on mermaids.
Hello, I'm Elliot. I am 10 and I love your podcast. I am a buster for mermaids because why are there gills and why would they need arms?
Elliot, fantastic. You haven't just used our evidence, you've used biology. Yeah, Tiernan, where are their gills and why do they have arms?
Well, actually, they have arms because they don't have fins and they've got to, like, do front crawl somehow, haven't they?
No, so... just that giant fin they have instead of legs. But yeah, fine, no other fins.
Well, but they need the little fins on the side. No, that's a tail. And they need the little fins on the side. I can see what you're saying is, why aren't they a fish? But fish are already there. These are mermaids. Don't, you know, don't get your species confused.
It's a fin. It's a massive fin. Or a flipper.
Thanks, Elliot. Thank you so much for sending us a message.
All day long, it's a fin. Thanks to all of you. I think we've got the best listeners ever.
Absolutely. And if you enjoyed the show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more great episodes.
We love to hear what you think. So please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps more detectives find Bust or Trust. And of course, we'll read some of the reviews out on the show.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time for more Bust or Trust. Athena, there's something that's still really puzzling me.
What's that?
Well, I don't think there's any ghost stories about our toilet. And I really don't think it's an area of swampland, even though it sometimes smells like it. So I'm guessing the reason the light is sometimes on when no one is in there is... aliens?
Oh no, it's not aliens. It's me, okay? I'm sorry. I sometimes forget to switch the light off. I know I always have a go at you when you do it, because I know it's a waste of energy, but I guess I make mistakes too sometimes. Now quit it, okay?
Ha! Nice try, Athena, but you can't just make up stories to get me to ignore the aliens in the toilet. I'm just going to have to sit in there for hours and wait for them to arrive.
But what if I need the toilet? In fact, I do need the toilet right now.
Proper detective work comes at a cost, Athena.
But Tiernan! Tiernan!